Hello and welcome to the Malalot School Podcast, Series 13, Episode 3, the final episode of this series, and indeed this academic year. And what a year it has been. Another jam-packed year at Malalot, and it's been a pleasure to give you a flavour of it all on the Malalot School Podcast. We have tons of features for you on this bumper final episode of the year. We have comedy scripts, riddles and jokes, book recommendations, upcoming movies, famous movie catchphrases, top Spotify songs, guess the song, guess the singer, tennis, Roblox, memes, hotels and World Cup goals. Plus we hear about the year 2 and year 6 productions, and we have our teacher interview with Mrs. Hilton. Also, alongside our usual music contributions, we have a very special performance of an original song written and performed by Manor Lodge's new songwriting club. So do stay tuned for that. Let's kick things off with Louis from Year 5 to tell us about the Year 6 production.
Hi, I am Louis, and today I'm going to be talking to you about the Year 6 production, which was Joseph. If you don't know the film, it is about an important figure who is Joseph in the book of Genesis in the Bible. He was the first of two sons born to Jacob and Rachel. Joseph was Jacob's 11th son and the founder of the tribe of Joseph. His story helps explain how the Israelites came to live in Egypt. Joseph was his father, Jacob's favourite son. His jealous brothers sold him into slavery in Egypt. There, he ended up in prison. However, Joseph was able to interpret the dreams of the Pharaoh, the ruler of Egypt. Because of this, he became the second in command in Egypt. He then saved Egypt during a terrible famine. Jacob's family travelled to Egypt to escape the famine. Joseph arranged for them to settle in the land of Goshen, a fertile area in Egypt. They were split into two castes, Canaan and Egypt. Here were the dates of the production. Thursday the 4th of June, Canaan. Friday the 5th of June, Egypt. Saturday the 6th of June, Canaan. Sunday the 7th of June, Egypt. Despite this, both castes had to go into the production every day as there was a choir. So when Canaan performed, Egypt was the choir and vice versa. They had to do lots of rehearsing, so when it finally came to the production, they were ready. Each person got a different part. Here were the parts. Joseph, Jacob, 11 brothers, guards, Pharaoh, butler, and the rich businessman. I went on Sunday the 7th of June to watch it. There were sweets and beverages before the production, and we got to go outside. The first half was really good, and when it finished, there was a 15-minute interval, and then the second part finished. I thought it was really good, and it was amazing. Well done, Year 6! Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast, and remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye!
Following on from that, here are Aria and Sophie from Year 6 talking about the Year 2 production.
Hello, my name is Aria.
And my name is Sophie.
Welcome to our part of the podcast.
Today we'll be talking about the Year 2 show. It is the Day the Crayons Quit.
If you don't know what the Day the Crayons Quit is, it is a children's book about a boy called Duncan whose crayons send letters to him about how he uses them too much or too little or breaking the crayons and lots of complaints.
However, the Year 2s have switched it up a little bit. The Year 2 teachers are getting the crayons out, and instead of crayons there are a bunch of letters. Occasionally the glue sticks, which is a comedy part in the play, come out because they have lost their lids.
It was so funny, wasn't it, Aria?
Yep, it was. And it was shown on Monday 22nd and Wednesday 24th.
When we were on our residential.
But the Year 2s were so kind that they agreed to show us their dress rehearsal before our trip on Wednesday the 17th.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Make sure to rate,
like,
subscribe,
and tell your friends.
Bye!
On to movies next, here are Ezra and Noah from Year 6 with movie catchphrases.
Hello, my name is Noah.
And I'm Ezra.
And we're here to play a game we like to call Finish the Phrase, Film Edition. In this part of the podcast, me and Ezra will take turns to start a catchphrase from a film, and you will have to finish the catchphrase.
It will get harder as we go, and you will have less time to answer too. There will be three levels: easy,
medium,
and hard.
Let's get started. There will be three questions in each level,
but four in the hard level. First, the easy level. 7 seconds to answer the question. Hakuna.
Two. One. Time's up. The answer was Hakuna Matata from The Lion King. To infinity. Three, two, one. Time's up.
The answer was To Infinity and Beyond from Toy Story 1.
Scooby-Dooby. Three, two, one. Time's up. The answer was Scooby-Dooby-Doo from Scooby-Doo. Next, the medium level. 5 seconds to answer the question. What's up? Two, one. Time's up.
The answer was What's up, Doc? From Bugs Bunny the film. Cower.
Three, two, one. Time's up. The answer was Cowabunga from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I am your... Three, two, one. Time's up.
The answer was I am your father from Star Wars. Finally, the hard level. Three seconds to answer the question. You are...
One. Time's up. The answer was, you are a wizard, Harry, from Harry Potter. Wakanda! Two. One. Time's up.
The answer was, Wakanda forever, from Black Panther. Eat my...
One. Time's up. The answer was, eat my shorts, from The Simpsons. Curls get... Two. One. Time's up.
The answer was, curls get the girls, from Young Sheldon.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
And remember to rate,
like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye. Bye.
Sticking with movies, here is Ola from Year 5 to tell us about some upcoming films she's looking forward to.
Hi, I'm Ola, and today I will be telling you about movies coming out in 2026. First up, we have Moana, which comes out on July the 10th, 2026. It is a live-action adaptation of the Disney animated film Moana, which came out on December the 2nd, 2016. Next, we have Paw Patrol, the Dino movie. This movie comes out on August 21st, 2026. I have a friend in Year 1 who is very excited about this movie. Next, we have Hexed. It is scheduled to be released around the end of November. Did you know that originally, the movie's main character was a boy, but the producer changed it to a girl due to changes to the script? Finally, we have the Angry Birds Movie 3, coming out on December the 23rd, 2026. Red faces its greatest challenge yet, being a father and saving the world. Can he pull off this great feat? Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast, and remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye!
From movies to music next, Josh from Year 6 has a rundown of the top Spotify songs.
Hello, I am Josh. And I'm here to tell you about the most streamed songs on Spotify ever. Please be aware, this can change every day, so this may now not be permanently correct. Spotify is a music and podcast streaming service, a free alternative way to hear this podcast, where you can create playlists for yourself or the public, just listen to them, vibe to music. The 1 billion streams club I will mention will have a number, the rank it joined. Example, first is the first one to hit 1 billion streams. Same goes for second, third, fourth. I'm try and guess the song once I've played it. in 20th place. This song is Die With A Smile by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. It was 49th to join the 1 billion streams club. Next up, 19th place. This is one of the songs I've heard before but don't know the name of. This is Riptide by Vance Joy and was 19th in the 1 billion streams club. Next up, in 18th place, a hint is it's by Billie Eilish. It's Birds of a Feather and was 43rd in the 1 billion streams club. The next one, in 16th place. Sorry, in 17th place we have. Closer by the Chainmakers and Halsey was 14th in the 1 billion streams club, yet ranked 17 in the most streams. Next up, in 16th place. The Night We Met by Lord Huron and was 22nd in the 1 billion streams club. 15th spot, my favourite band, Coldplay. This is Yellow, which is actually a colour for happy, and was 21st in the 1 billion streams club. Next up is. Next up, 14th place. Lovely by Billie Eilish and was 13th in the 1 billion streams club. Heat Waves by the Glass Animals, 12th in the 1 billion streams club. Yeah, rank 13. I Wanna Be Yours by Arctic Monkeys, 20th to join the 1 billion streams club. Next up, in 11th place. Believer by Imagine Dragons, 11th in the 1 billion streams club. Next up, now we enter the top 10. Justin Bieber's Stay and is 9th to be welcomed in the 1 billion streams club. Next up, 9th place. This is Perfect by Ed Sheeran, 10th in the 1 billion streams club. Next up, 8th place. One Dance by Drake, and is 8th in the 1 billion streams club. In 7th place, Sunflower from Spider-Man. Was seventh in the 1 billion streams club. Next up, in 6th place. This is Someone You Love by Lewis Capaldi, with 4th to join the 1 billion streams club. Now we're approaching the top 5. This is a song by Harry Styles. This is As It Was, and was fifth in the 1 Billion Streams Club. Next up, in fourth place. Starboy, third by The Weeknd in the 1 Billion Streams Club, but it's fourth ranking for the most streams. Third place, one I'm less familiar with, Sweater Weather by The Neighbourhood. However, it's surprisingly sixth in the 1 Billion Streams Club, third in stream ranking. Second place, Ed Sheeran. The Shape of You by Ed Sheeran, second in the 1 Billion Streams Club. Now, in first place, this song has a Guinness World Record for the most streams. It was my favourite song of all time and was first to join the 1 Billion Streams Club by The Weeknd. Blinding Lights. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and tell your friends.
Now here are Cody and Hugo from Year 6 with Guess the Song.
Hi, I'm Hugo.
And I'm Cody. And today we will be playing Guess the Song.
Here's how it works. We will play a 3-second song clip of a well-known song.
And you have to guess it. Here we go. Did you get it?
That was I'm Still Standing by Elton John.
Song number 2.
How about that one?
That was Happy by Pharrell Williams.
Song 3.
Do you know it?
It's Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson.
Number 4.
Have you figured it out yet?
It is Beautiful Things by Benson Boone.
Number 5.
How did you? Have you figured it out?
It's Fever Dream by Alex Rowan.
Number 6.
It is, drumroll please,
Baby Doll by Dominic Feek. Thank you for listening.
Remember to wait, like, subscribe and tell your friends.
Now you've guessed the song, it's time for you to guess the singer with Sophie and Aria from Year 6.
Hello everybody,
and welcome to our part of the podcast. My name is Aria.
And my name is Sophie.
And we're here to test you on your knowledge of singers and bands. This is how it works.
We will play a few seconds of a song and you have to guess who the singer or band is.
Okay, let's start. Can you guess the singer? Our first song sounds like this.
The answer is
Defying Gravity, sung by Cynthia Erivo. Did you get it? Our next song sounds like this. And now and then,
if we must start again. The answer is
Now and then, sung by the Beatles. Wow, you are good. Next up is
The answer is
Let It Go, sung by Idina
Mendel. Woohoo! Next sounds like this.
The answer is
What else can I do? Sung by Diane Guerrero and Stephanie Beatriz. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Remember to rate,
like,
subscribe,
and tell your friends.
Bye!
While we're on music, the music you heard at the start of the podcast was created on GarageBand by Josh in Year 6, and now here's a piece created by Sophie and Aria in Year 6. Raina and Anissa from Year 4 are here next with some book recommendations.
Hello, my name is Anissa.
And my name is Raina.
And today we are going to be doing our book recommendations.
The first one is The Boy with Big Decisions.
This story is about a boy named Fred who isn't allowed to call Madeline and John Mum and Dad. He's not allowed to make any decisions about his own life. So when it's time to choose a secondary school, the choice is made for him. This story encourages you to make your own decisions along the way. It's the first day of the awesome term at Gaines, day one, and Fred stands at the bus stop. He spies a discarded Browtree sweatshirt in the bushes. Both school buses turn up for Gaines and Browtree. What should he do? Go to Gaines or sneak into Browtree? What do you want Fred to do? Read the book to find out. The second one is Elisa and the Spell Garden.
Elisa has a lot of worries in her life with her parents separating and starting secondary school. Finding out she's got magical powers was the last thing she expected to happen when she went to stay with her estranged family in London. At the start of the story, though, Elisa is blissfully unaware of her magical roots. Growing up in Milton Keynes meant that a busy working mum and dad never took her down to London to see her mum's British Jamaican side of the family. Elisa didn't even know she had cousins, and that's so awesome too. The third one is Angel of Grasmere.
As Tarn struggles to come to terms with the loss of her beloved brother in the chaos of the British retreat at Dunkirk, she and her friends scour the hills around their lake, district home, watching for any signs of the long-dreaded Nazi invasion. But as the war drags on, with little good news from the front, the locals become aware of someone carrying out anonymous acts of kindness, such as saving a flock of sheep from a snowdrift and getting help for an injured farmer who might otherwise have died. With no one claiming credit, they come to think of this identified stranger as a kind of guardian angel. But when his identity is finally revealed, can Tarn come to terms with the truth? The fourth one is The Best Sleepover in the World.
Daisy's worst enemy, Chloe, is desperate to win back her friends, so she announces she's going to have the best sleepover in the world. There's going to be a swim in a luxury pool, a special makeover for every guest, and a real-life meeting with a social media superstar. All Chloe's friends are invited, even Daisy's best friend, Emily. But Daisy is left out. Daisy's sister, Lily, is non-verbal, but he's learnt Matong at her new special school. She signs to Daisy that she wants a sleepover. Will family and friends somehow make it to Lily's party, the best sleepover in the world? The fifth one is Beast at Buckingham Palace.
Fly into a fiery and fantastical future with number one best-selling author David Walliams in an epic adventure of myth and legend, good and evil, and one small boy who must save the world. When his mother, the Queen, is dragged away to the Tower of London, Alfred must screw up his courage and battle to save her, himself, and the entire city.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
We might be in the midst of Wimbledon, but before that we had the French Open, which Noah from Year 6 has reported on.
Hello, my name is Noah, and today I'm here to talk about the tennis tournament Roland Garros. Roland Garros is one of four Grand Slams. A Grand Slam is a major tennis tournament. The other three Grand Slams are Wimbledon, which is played in southwest London in late June, the US Open, played in New York in late August, and the Australian Open, which is played in Melbourne in January. Roland Garros is the only Grand Slam to be played on a clay court, Wimbledon is played on grass, and the US and Australian Opens are played on hard courts. The two main stands are called Philippe Chatrier and Suzanne Leglin. Philippe Chatrier is the central stadium and the main hub of the tournament. It holds over 15,000 spectators and features a retractable roof. Suzanne Leglin is the second largest show court, holding around 10,000 fans. Named after the legendary French tennis star Suzanne Leglin, it is known for its electric atmosphere. Did you know that it was established in 1891, but it did not become a Grand Slam until 1925? The tournament is played over 2 weeks. Sadly, the world-famous Carlos Alcaraz had to pull out due to injury. Alexander Zverev won the men's singles. Mira Andreeva won the women's singles. Katerina Siniakova and Alexandra Krunic won the women's doubles. Marcel Granollers and Hari Heliovaara won the men's doubles. Sara Errani and Andrea Vassori won the mixed doubles. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast.
It's also crunch time in the Football World Cup at the moment, so Roshan, Taha and Freddie from Year 5 have rated the best goals of the tournament so far.
I'm Gary Lineker.
I'm Wayne Rooney.
And I'm Ali McCoist. And this is BBC.
And we'll be doing a
round off of the best goals of this FIFA World Cup.
In no specific order, first up, Kevin Pina for Cape Verde playing against Uruguay. This is just sensational, isn't it, Gary?
Yeah, it really is magical.
He scores in the 21st minute to give his nation a lead against Uruguay. Next up,
Kylian Mbappe for France via Iraq. I mean, it's a wonderful finish. And again, it's that man, Kylian Mbappe. Lovely before from Mbappe and Elise. That 1-2, it sets up Mbappe so well. And he finishes it off so well on that left foot into the far post. And the keeper has no chance of saving that.
Kylian Mbappe again for France versus Senegal. Elise tries to pass to Mbappe, but he gets fouled. The ref doesn't call it, but Mbappe still manages to take it. And bang into the top bins, right, Wayne?
Yeah, clearly.
Next up,
it's Mael Saibari from Morocco playing against Scotland. It's a beautiful pass by Morocco left-back. Saibari takes one touch, then places it home in the top left-hand corner. Just amazing.
Next up, Nathan Saliba for Canada. He's won the free kick and takes advantage of it. And what a goal it is. He goes around the wall and bangs it off the post. A finished, isn't it, Ali? And a lovely 6-0 win for Canada.
Yeah, I mean, I have to agree with what a wonderful finish.
Next up,
Jonathan Manzabi for Switzerland versus Bosnia and Herzegovina. The cross gets played in and missed, but it's not a good clearance and Manzabi can't finish, Gary.
Yeah.
Next up,
Mateus Cunha for Brazil playing against Haiti. Again, it's another beautiful pass by Vinny. And Cunha flicks it onto his left foot and launches a rocket into the top left-hand corner. Sensational.
Next up, Mateus Galarza, Paraguay v Turkey. It's a lovely team goal with short passes into Galarza. And then he takes a few touches and blasts it into the bottom corner, right past the keeper. Wayne?
I agree.
Next up,
Jonathan David for Canada versus Qatar. It's another one from this game. And of course, it's Jonathan David for Canada. It's a lovely which deflected by Qatar and lands in front of David. And he volleys it into the corner and scores in the 6-0 win.
Last one, Ayiz Yuda for Japan playing against Tunisia. He goes for goal outside of the box and slots it home in the bottom left corner. Amazing from Ayiz Yuda.
Let's end on a joke.
Like always.
What is the angriest part of the pitch?
The corner.
No.
The.
side post.
No. The crossbar!
Thank you for listening.
Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
Now we're going to show you a song.
We got Bellingham's coming home, we're telling them we're Englishmen in New York. Whoa, we got Hurricane, he's going to score again, we're Englishmen in New York.
Anissa and Raina from Year 4 are back now with a selection of riddles and jokes.
Hello, my name is Anissa.
And my name is Raina.
And today we are going to be asking you 25 riddles and jokes.
And telling you jokes. Starting off easy.
What shape has no beginning and no end?
A circle. It goes on forever.
It starts as a tree but ends as something you write on. What am I?
Paper.
I hide my treasure in the ground. My tail is big and fluffy. What am I?
A squirrel.
What number is always running late?
8, because it's always 8 and slowed down.
Kate's mother has 3 children. Snap, Crackle and...
Kate. It's Kate's mother after all.
What's a math student's most trusted classroom tool?
A ruler, because it always keeps things straight. Now it's getting a little harder.
I've cities, but no houses. Mountains, but no trees. Water, but no fish. What am I?
A map.
I speak without a mouth, hear without ears, and have no body, but come alive with wind.
An echo.
Why can you never win an argument with a circle?
Because there's no point.
I have a hole in my back and legs I lack. I live where I can't breathe and I eat without teeth. What am I?
A whale.
What has 13 hearts but no other organs?
A deck of cards. Now it's the hardest.
I have keys, but no locks. I have space, but no room. You can enter, but you can't go inside. What am I?
A keyboard.
Why do plants secretly hate math class?
Because of square roots.
Which word becomes shorter when you add 2 letters to it?
The word short, add a, and it becomes shorter.
What 2 things can you never eat for breakfast?
Lunch and dinner.
I have a tail and a head, but no body. What am I?
A coin. Now we are going to tell you some jokes.
Why did the student eat his test paper?
Because the teacher told him it was a piece of cake.
I'm tall when I'm young, and I'm short when I'm old. What am I?
A candle.
How do you make a tissue dance?
Put a little boogie in it.
What's an astronaut's favourite part of a computer?
The space bar.
Why are elevator jokes so classic and good?
They work on many different levels.
Why do bees have sticky hair?
Because they use a honeycomb.
Why did the dinosaur refuse to wear deodorant?
He didn't want to be extinct.
What do you call a fake noodle?
An impasta. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye!
Louis from Year 5 is here next to run through some of the top memes and funk of 2026.
Hi, my name is Louis, and I'm looking at the top memes and funk of 2026. First up, we have funk. Our first song is called Monjantum Uranium. Our second song is Heavenly Jump Style, Ultra Slowed. Our third song is called Monjantum Fearless. Our fourth song is called Grow a Garden, Funk, Slowed. Moving on to memes. First, we have the far sound. Now we have the vine boom sound. Next up, we have the bone crack sound. Now, we have the Michael Jackson hee hee. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast, and remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye!
Louis is now joined by Josh in Year 6 to talk about a recent Roblox update.
Hello, I am Josh.
Hi, I am Louis.
And we are going to tell you why Roblox players are angry. The June the 2nd update explains.
What the update is?
Roblox had a mature, mild, moderate and restricted content, but they have taken that to a complete another level. They have now added completely separate Roblox into three parts. Roblox Kids, Select, and the normal OG Roblox we all know, controlled by a face scan, which if it's not completed, you could stay on Roblox Kids permanently.
Roblox Kids. The content is completely restricted, limited content, and no chat and friends age. This is for age 0 to 9.
Roblox Select. The content is a lot wider but still restricted. Chat is now allowed, but you can only chat and make friends and be a connection with your age group, but still no voice chat, age 9 to 16.
OG Roblox. All content, all chat, all connections, compared to the rest, it is just like paradise. And voice chat is now available. It is heaven, age 16 plus.
Roblox has previously done face scans to do chat and a lot of other features, but this is to the other extreme. Roblox is suspected to lose a lot of players.
Here are our reactions as Roblox players. I am very angry at this, as I am going into Select and another 6 years until I can go into Standard. And my cousin is 9, so I can't play with him. And I also have a friend out of school, and he is 8, so I can't play with him either.
This is infuriating. I can't play with my sibling and a clan of 4. The oldest and youngest are sad, because the oldest starts by going all alone, as in OG Roblox. The second oldest joins 2 and 2. Then the youngest is left all alone.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Don't forget to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
Josh has also recorded himself playing a song you might recognise on the French horn.
Thank you.
Noah, Cody and Ezra from Year 6 have a feature about hotels next.
Hello, my name is Noah.
My name is Ezra.
And my name's Cody.
And my name's Hugo.
Today we are telling you about the top 5 hotels in the world.
In 5th place, at Beyond Susavlei Desert Lodge, Namibia. The lodge features 10 stone and glass suites thoughtfully arranged along the curve of the building. The main split-level guest area, a masterful combination of glass, rock and steel houses, a lounge, bar, dining room, gym and spa with large folding glass panels that open fully to show guests the amazing city. Experts ensure every stay is extraordinary, offering a range of guided desert experiences that allow you to explore dunes, canyons and wildlife at the heart of its otherworldly landscape. At Beyond, Susavlei delivers luxurious comfort and immersive adventures, making it an unforgettable desert escape and one of the world's best hotels.
Number 4, Four Seasons Astir Palace Hotel, Athens, Greece. Located in the vibrant city of Athens, luxurious rooms and suites are thoroughly designed with modern comforts, each providing views of the Saronic golf course. Multiple dining venues showcase world-class Mediterranean cuisine, from seafood to Greek-inspired dishes. The resort combines contemporary design with classic Greek architecture. Guests can unwind on pristine beaches, indulge in holistic wellness treatments at the spa, or take advantage of bespoke excursions to explore Athens' ancient landmarks, including the Acropolis, Palaka, and hidden cultural gems.
Number 3, Gokulam Grand Hotel and Spa, Bangalore, India. Embrace the sophisticated living at Gokulam Grand Hotel and Spa, the preferred place for those seeking luxury and comfort in Bangalore. Located on the BEL Road in the heart of the city, Gokulam Grand is recognised as one of the leading lifestyle hotels in Bangalore, ideal for both business and leisure travellers. Their rooms and suites feature a host of thoughtful amenities that combine modernity with elegance and functionality. The hotel also features a chic restaurant and a sports bar, 5 banquet spaces, a spa, a pool and lounging spaces.
In second place, North Island Seychelles. North Island is a private sanctuary offering unmatched exclusivity with just 11 villas thoughtfully integrated into the island's lush tropical landscape. Each villa features open plan living areas, private plunge pools, spacious terraces and direct access to pristine powdery beaches, creating an atmosphere of absolute serenity and intimacy. The island's design emphasises harmony with nature, allowing guests to feel fully immersed in the vibrant ecosystems that surround them. From towering palms to rare endemic wildlife, whether it's a guided nature walk to observe giant Albora tortoises snorkelling in crystal clear waters,
teeming with marine life or enjoying private dinners on the beach at sunset, perfectly curated to your preferences. With its pristine environment, exquisite attention to detail and quiet, understated luxury, North Island stands out.
In first place, we have Senevafushi, Maldives. Senevafushi is the ultimate barefoot luxury. The villas crafted from sustainable, locally sourced materials feature private pools, open-air bathrooms, and direct access to powdery white beaches, allowing guests to feel completely immersed in nature. Dining here is culinary adventure, from treetop restaurants offering panoramic views of the lagoon to private sandbag dinners beneath the stars. Every detail, from attentive butlers anticipating your needs to eco-conscious design and the serene turquoise waters that surround the island, is thoroughly curated to create a magical restorative experience.
And now for our personal favourite hotels in the world.
Mine is the Park Lane Cyprus. The Park Lane offers a wonderful collection of dazzling pools, spacious outdoor areas and amazing sports facilities. Located in the amazing streets of Limassol, the Park Lane cannot be in a better location. The Park Lane is a very kid-friendly hotel with a water slide inside the hotel. Right on the beach, whenever you need it, you can just take a walk right down to the beach. With three restaurants in the hotel, the food is as good as the hotel.
Mine is Jumeirah Al Nasim, Dubai. Jumeirah Al Nasim is an all-inclusive hotel which offers a wide range of amenities such as two huge pools, easy access to the beach, lots of restaurants including a world-class buffet and easy access and an amazing kids club. As well as that, the world-famous Wild Wazi Water Park, which is home to the 33-foot water slide, the Jumeirah Skara.
Mine is Max Royale Turkey, an all-inclusive hotel which contains a golf course which was used for the Turkish Open. The golf course gives a stunning view of the beautiful city. It's known as the fourth best hotel in Europe and 10th in the world, with one of the biggest and best buffets in the world. It offers multiple pools and has a floor filled with different shops and all-inclusive. It also gives you an amazing water park.
Guys, wasn't I meant to say something or what?
Sorry, Hugo, we forgot.
Well, we still have a few seconds. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Next, we have a series of comedy pieces for you. First, we have Roshan, Taha and Freddie, followed by Cody, Noah and Ezra, and then Noah and Hugo.
Hello, it's me, Ruada.
It's me, Lufrada.
Can I buy a bag from Prada, please?
No, it's Lufrada.
Oh. And my name is Sahadra, and today we'll be doing a comedy script.
Hey class, my name is Miss Far. Oh no, sorry, it's Miss Bar. And we will now do the register. First off on the register, it's Lee.
Surname, please, miss.
Kibam, Lee Kibam.
Yes, miss.
Next on the register, Ida.
Surname, please. Miss or Mrs.? Are you married or not?
I will not say for various reasons. Now tell me the answer to life.
The answer to life is you give or you lie.
He had a tip of a slung.
Stop being so billy-sized. You got me knowing it down.
And the whole class has now stopped barfing.
We're so Maurice's, but we can't help it.
That's enough. Any more, and I'll send you to the Heputy Dead Master. It's not smart or clever.
Let's end on a joke. Why was the joke so adorable?
The single man saw it?
No.
He had makeup on?
No.
I'll just tell you, because it was a cute. Thank you for listening. Remember to rate, like, subscribe,
and tell your friends. Bye!
Hi, I'm Cody. Now you can call me Donald.
I'm Ezra, but now I'm Doug. And we are the comedians. And then there was Noah.
Hello, my dear friends.
Shut up, Mom.
Noah was a very, let's say, interesting person. There were many things that made him odd.
Well, who's odd? I can name many people. Donald,
Duck Kay.
And Madame Pamplemousse, if you were one of the OGs.
Sticky Joe was in prison for trespassing on Madame Pamplemousse's, the village baker's, lawn.
Back to the future!
One day, Noah believed he could fly, so he jumped off the Burj Khalifa with no practice whatsoever, and he said...
I got this!
Let's just say he failed miserably.
Anyway, my name is Noah, and I've always wanted to be a mathematician. 26 squared divided by 47 is...
2,000 years later.
75.111111.
No one actually asked.
Thank you, guys. I love your appreciation.
Anyway, Donald and Duck were in class when suddenly they heard... and realised it was Noah.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, not this again.
And then the teacher said...
I need the loo. Don't do anything stupid while I'm gone.
The teacher leaves.
Let's make a bee!
I told you not to do anything stupid.
That was a quick one.
What did you do?
Nothing, miss!
I said, what did you do?
Nothing, miss!
To the principal's office, both of you!
Nothing, miss!
Oh my gosh, you're annoying. Be back in a minute. Gotta take this call.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing today? Sorry, just...
This beat will be so much better than...
Wait! What are you doing?
Nothing, miss!
I told you not to do anything stupid.
Anyway,
thanks for listening.
Hi!
Oh, no. Discipline point.
Hello. I'm Hugo.
And I'm Noah.
Today we will be recreating My Instance.
If you don't know what that is, it is basically a website full of sound effects and we're going to recreate them manually.
Just to tell you, we haven't practiced this and we are recreating for the first time.
Here we go! Okay. Hugo's going to go first.
But the kid is not my son.
Okay. It's your turn. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
I got it.
I got this. I got this.
All right, and now we've got two more each.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, last one.
Right, final one. Let's make this a good one, just for Hugo. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Make sure to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
I think the heat might have got to some of them. Time now for this week's interview. Here is Ollie from Year 4 putting the questions to Mrs. Hilton.
Hello, and welcome to my part of the podcast, which is an interview. I'm Ola, and today I'm interviewing Mrs. Hilton. Hello, Mrs. Hilton. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, Ola.
So, as far as I know, you work in Year 1 as a TA. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
What does that involve?
It involves working closely with the children and the teacher in maths, English, lots of other subjects, and listening to them read and just helping them grow.
What made you take on this job at Man Lodge?
Okay, well, in my previous school, my daughter was there and she finished and left. So I decided that I needed a bit of a challenge and I found Manor Lodge.
Did you go to school around here?
No, I didn't. I grew up in the north of England, in Blackpool, so I went to school in the north.
What schools did you go to?
Well, I went to primary school, high school, a college, and then I went to university in Sheffield.
You help with lots of things in year one. What projects do you enjoy the most?
Oh, there's so many to choose from, but I do love the Great Fire of London topic. That's very exciting, and we get to learn a lot. And also the Windsor Castle topic as well, all about the castles.
What were your favourite lessons when you were at school?
Oh, it's hard to choose. I did like a bit of English, and I loved art.
What is your favourite school lunch at Manor Lodge?
Well, my favourite school lunch was yesterday's lunch, that big old katsu curry. I was very happy yesterday.
What is your favourite food in general?
Oh, I love food, whatever kind, but I do love Italian food. However, my daughter has got me recently into sushi, so I am liking that at the moment.
What do you love doing during your spare time?
I like going out with my family, with my friends. We have a dog, so I like to take him out on lots of walks.
What is your favourite sport?
My favourite sport, I do like football. So I was watching the match yesterday and yeah, I do like football.
What is your favourite type of music?
My favourite type of music? Well, I love lots of different genres, but pop, I'm big Take That fan. I don't know if you've heard of them, but yes. I'm a big Take That fan, so I like them.
What films or books do you like?
Films, I do like at Christmas time watching Harry Potter. And then books wise, I don't know, I like a bit of a thriller.
What are you really good at?
What am I really good at? Wow, good question. I like to think that I'm really good at cooking. but also, I don't know. It's a hard one, that one.
Would you prefer being a kid or an adult?
A bit of both, to be honest. I think the adult, but also I like to have fun and be a little bit of a child sometimes.
When you were a child, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Well, I wanted to travel the world, so I actually wanted to be an air hostess.
Is there anything else that you can tell us that most people wouldn't know about you?
Possibly I used to live in Spain for about 8 or 9 years. My daughter was born over there, so I don't think a lot of people know that.
Thank you for letting me interview you, Mrs. Hilton. It's been really nice to get to know you better.
Thank you, and it's been nice and good questions. Well done.
Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. And remember to listen, rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
And that just about wraps things up for this week's episode, and indeed this year. On behalf of everyone at Manor Lodge, I'd like to wish you all a fantastic summer, and to those moving on, all the very best for the future. Thanks very much to this batch of podcasters. They've done a fantastic job. We'll be back, refreshed with a new lineup in September, so make sure you stay subscribed. And now, to close the show, the series, and the year, here are the amazing members of Manor Lodge's new songwriting club with their original song, Moon and Sun.
I'm
Pod School Podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.